Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's 9:50, and today, of course, is the final day of the Farm Progress Show out in Amana, Iowa, and the WILL team has been out there for all 3 days, today our opening report comes from the Farm Progress Show. Dave Dickey standing by. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and go team. Todd Gleason in the tent right next to me, doing the first of three Outlook panels today, another one this morning at 11 o'clock, and then a third panel at 1 o'clock this afternoon. A gorgeous day at the Farm Progress Show, certainly the best of the 3 days that we've been here. The mud almost completely gone. It would be a grand day to come on by. Still time to go ahead and do that, drive on over maybe come in about noon today. Let's go ahead and check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, it appears that September wheat opened at 4.70¾, and it's up one on the open. December wheat opened at 4.88, and that's up 1¼ on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at $4.50, up three on the open. December 4.19, up 2½. March 4.36½, unchanged. May 4.46, up 2½. July 4.50, up 1 on the open. September corn opened at 2.28¾, up a quarter on the open. December 2.46, down 3/4. March 2.60¾, up 3/4. May 2.69¼, up a quarter. July 2.79, up 3/4. September 2.79¾, down a quarter. The red line, December 2.95, up a half on the open. September oats opened at 1.78¼, up 2 on the open. December 1.88¼, up 2¼. September soybeans opened at 5.41, down 1 on the open. Noves 5.55, down 3/4. January 5.68½, down a half. March at 5.80, down 3/4. July 6.01, down 1 on the open. September soybean meal opened at 158.30, up 30 on the open. October 159.50, up 20. September soybean oil opened at 24.82, down 12 on the open. October 25 even, down 8. Over at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, August feeders opened at 117, down 10 on the open. September 116.55, down 30. October 117.05, down 10 on the open. August live cattle opened at 89.82½, down 5 on the open. October 93.10, up 17½. December 92.90, unchanged. October lean hogs opened at 66.30, down 30 on the open. December 63.35, down 55. February 62.90, down 85. April 62.95, down 50 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 91.70, down 5 on the open. Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers. Joining us now to talk about the markets and the opens is Brian Chastain of MarketWise. He is located in Farmer City, Illinois. Good morning to you, Brian.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks.
Glorious day here at the Farm Progress Show. As we look at the live quotes here, we see that September wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade now $4, up 2½. The December 4.19, up 2½. That after a pretty glorious rally yesterday afternoon, just off the closing bell, where wheat crossed both the 50 and 100-day moving averages, apparently on world news, world fundamental news. And the question I have for you is, as long as that fundamental news stays in place, where do you believe wheat might go to the upside?
Longer term, wheat's at very attractive levels. You had some news yesterday about possible tenders by India and Iraq that's supporting the market. and you just got a lot of bullish enthusiasm about the grain complex, particularly corn and beans, that's driving this thing. And until the buyers are satisfied, it's anybody's guess. But I got to look at these levels and think, from a long-term profitability standpoint, for most producers, they're pretty attractive. And I just encourage guys not to be too caught up in the bullish enthusiasm and miss out on what could be some very profitable opportunities.
Does wheat in the short term cross the gap left over from the August highs?
I
405 and a half as a near-term objective.
I really hate to hazard a guess about that. You got the news of import buying tenders from Iraq, and as long as that fundamental interest and demand is out there, we've certainly got a little bit of potential to the upside. But again, I just think these levels are awfully attractive from a profitability standpoint.
How many wheat acres do you suppose have been bought at these price levels for the fall planting season? And and look at it in terms of what USDA put out in their last projections.
I guess I always struggle, Dave, with putting an estimate on those numbers because it's so subjective. We're seeing a big debate right now about corn acres and the need to buy corn acres, and guys are not willing to reveal their hand, and we won't know until they actually get in there. You've got to think these levels are going to buy acres. The total number, it's anybody's guess. It's certainly probably bigger than what it was a year ago.
Let's turn our attention to the corn pit. September corn now at 228 and three quarters, up a quarter. The D's, 245, up a quarter. Take it out to the red line D's. It's 293 and three quarters, down three quarters. Yesterday, we ended up right smack dab on the 20-day moving average on a closing basis for the corn prices. And now that we're showing just some smidgings of strength, in fact, September as high today as 229 and a half. What are you thinking about it, the fact that it didn't really seem to hit any buy stops at that level?
Corn had a big day yesterday. It was initiated by the strength in wheat. Locals got caught short, and they were scrambling to cover. When they went to buy back their positions, there was no hedge pressure because we've just seen an extremely lack of farmer movement. And with nobody there to sell the market, it just bounced. And we're seeing some technical follow-through today. We did have a good export number, slightly bigger than expected, but the trade was looking for a big export number. But it's right now it's technical buying for the tone of the day. Longer term, it's a guess as to what's actually out there. We had the government last month with a 152.3 or some such number. A lot of debate about what the September report is going to show, and not so much the September report because it's typically a non-event, but more so what the final number is going to be. And you're hearing people talk about smaller yields based on some disappointing numbers in Illinois. You're hearing others talk about some better than expected yields in Iowa. I think that largely depends on whether the person you're talking to is bullish or bearish.
We did also note that technically yesterday we put an upside reversal day in the market, and I wonder if that might be suggestive that we might test, at least in the near term, that August gap left over from the USDA report.
Exactly. That's what the market seems to be focused on right now, that gap between 249.5 and 255.5 we saw after that report. And like I say, right now, until we actually see the combines roll and we have some good, hard evidence of what the yields actually are, probably technicals are going to drive the thing.
You think that soybeans have nothing in it but treading water in it for the next several weeks, given the strength in the wheat and the corn and how beans reacted yesterday?
Soybeans seem to be a follower. You're getting the buying in wheat, buying in corn. You get some spillover buying in the beans. It's largely expected and believed that we'll see a bigger number next month, September, from the USDA. 41.5, 42 is what's commonly talked about. The conditions for beans in August have been virtually ideal. So, the bean market's going to struggle until we actually see the combines roll, and likely very well be a follower, as you mentioned.
So what strategies, then, do you have for producers today?
Well, we like to go out and lock up the carry. There's some pretty good carry in the market. I know everybody wants to be extremely bullish, but if you go back in history and look, in the last 16 years, about 85% of the time, December or July corn, when it expires, is below 275. And we're sitting right there at about 279 today. So I caution people about not to get too caught up in this bullish enthusiasm. It could happen. We've certainly got a potential for a big demand base next year. But at the same time, people need a plan. We're seeing a lot of bins go up. People want to own grain. But my question to them is, okay, that's fine, but where are we willing to sell that grain and book those profits? You know, being long is fine and y'all having ownership is great, but you've got to have a plan and a trigger point where you're willing to take those profits and put that money in your pocket. Otherwise, you may wake up next fall and it's like, well, where did it go?
Thank you, Brian. Ryan Chastain of MarketWise, of course, he's in Farmer City. Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com. A quick look at lead options. September wheat at the Board of Trade, $4 up 2.5. September corn, $2.29 up a half. September beans, $5.40 and a half down 1.5. At the Merck August feeders, $116.97 and a half down 12.5. You're listening to WILO Urbana, Broadcasting Service of the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.